I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently released its summary of 2025 chronic wasting disease sampling efforts. The news on the CWD front, unfortunately, has not improved. The DNR found a lot of CWD-positive deer last year. More details when we return, but first... You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. With the conclusion of the 2025 deer hunting seasons, the Wisconsin DNR recently shared a summary of the year's chronic wasting disease sampling efforts. Across the Badger State, a total of 17,759 deer were sampled during the 2025 hunting seasons. 2,006, or 11.2% of those deer, tested positive. Prevalence rates were highest in the southern farmland zone. In that area, 7,665 samples were tested, and of those, 22.7%, or 1,737, were positive. The DNR says similar percentages were seen in 2024. This year, one county within the priority sampling areas, La Crosse County, had its first CWD positive detection. Also, Clark County in west central Wisconsin, which is outside the priority and endemic areas, had its first two wild positive detections in 2025. Learn more at dnr.wisconsin.gov.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.